Heitaitaitaola Zimbabwe muhle ndeyipiko hamwa dzangu ndinomukamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Zimbabwe muhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki Studio 7's very own youth program The Connection that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday the 13th of August 2019 and I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle ndinomukamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection with your boy Mike Hove, aka Big Mike. Tonight on The Connection, we discuss something that seems to be the talk of the town, elizweni Zimbabwe. Namhlanje kuhlelo, we discuss the planned protests by the MDC led by advocate Nelson Chamisa that are going to partake mhlaka 16 August, this Friday, Musochishanu, Ngolwesihlanu, during a rally at Mucheke Stadium, ukokumashingo, on the 15th of July, 2019. Advocate Nelson Chamisa vakati aiwa muri Zimbabwe stand by soon and very soon ndicharidza pito and ndikairidza pito muzot aiwa yave nguva yekuti tibude nohwandu wedu tinoratidzira Advocate Nelson Chamisa mhlaka 15 July ngale masvingo wati hai muri Zimbabwe mina I'm going to blow a whistle and lapo when I hit that whistle everyone must know ukuthi hayi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi siphume ngobunengi bethu siyotshengisela. Kodwa Zimbabwe muhle, last week sibazile phela abantu abe MDC hanzi Advocate Nelson Chamisa vakaridza pito iya vakati aiwa musi wechishanu mhlaka 16 hayi ziyawa Zimbabwe muhle hanzi musi wa 16 August 2019 musi wechishanu this Friday hanzi ngatiunganei muHarare tinobuda neuwandu hwedu tinoratidzira kutwa hai if you're not happy ngesimo somnotso eZimbabwe esiloku siqhubekele phambili sigugudeka kutwa masiphumeni ngobunengi bethu siyotshengisela asihlanganeni eHarare mhlaka 16 ilolu dabo khona egudwini mthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. However Zimbabwe muhle, this notion seems to be something that abe zanu PF uhulumende bathi hayi phansi ngakho, we don't believe, we don't agree. Tonight we look to talk to abantu abasakhulayo, the youth that belong to MDC and ZANU PF about the planned protests. But we look to delve deeper, Zimbabwe muhle, not just ukukhuluma about ama protests that are going to be happening over the weekend. However, ngifuna ukuqhubekela phambili ngodaba lukhona egudwini, ngifisa ukuzwa from abantu abasakhulayo. I'm looking to understand from the youth participating in these protests ukuthi into yokuqala, what is motivating them for them to want to take to the streets of Zimbabwe beyotshengisela ngobunengi babo. Into yesibili is, how is this protest any different from the last one? Into yesithathu, number three, the last one, ngifisa ukuzwa kibo ukuthi hi, what are you expecting to come out of this? What is the end goal? Abantu abasakhulayo, what is the end goal? Plus 1202619 2077 is the number to call. Now ufisa ungena kuhlelo kodwa ngiyazi vele ukuthi sometimes abantu bayayithandi WhatsApp, so lingangishayela ucingo ku WhatsApp, lingangithumezela umlayezelo. You can send my messages pa plus 1202465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo, plus 1202619 2077 if you're looking to call. Kodwa abathandi WhatsApp, those that like WhatsApp, Mondroero ka Mondinyora ma message ipapo pa plus 1202465 0318. Zimbabwe muhle, tiri kutepfenyura pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency, tiripo zvakare pa 4930 pa 15460 uyezve pa 6065 kilohertz. Abafisa kubukela uhlelo loku internet siyasakaza as we speak emakhasini ethu amathathu, www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, tiri kutepfenyura zvakare pa www.voazimbabwe.com. However, ziyawa namhlanje, we're also broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7, tiri kutepfenyura zvakare pa VOA Ndebele. So Zimbabwe muhle, musakangana ukushare chirongwa, lingakhohli phela ukushare uhlelo, musakangana ukunyura ama comments, lingakhohli phela ukufaka ama likes lama hearts, njalo musakangana most importantly kunyura ama number. Write your numbers in the comment section, write your comments in the section, kuitira kuti ndiverengeka maonero enyu pa chirongwa chevechidiki. chirongwa The Connection mwineni Mikeove ngatsangane ipapa tiri pano pachirongwa The Connection.
Hey ta hola ndeipiko hama zangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host Mikeove. Tanki abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Imali Ekolo, ingoma eka DJ Skyva. Shout out to DJ Skyva for letting us use his song, Imali Ekolo. @BigMike3 is the username per Twitter, ne per Instagram. However, Zimbabwe Moshe, ngatisangane ipapa for the next hour, tripana pa page, edumatatu, VOA Shona. We're broadcasting live, ndripana pa mkwasa utawara neni, pa VOA Ndebele, uyeje, pa VOA Studio 7. So, asangane ni lapa, gushelo lwetu lapasa kulayo, chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection mwineni Mikeove. Once again, Zimbabwe Moshe, ndinom gamchirayim chirongwa chedu chevechidiki, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets anything and everything youth related in Zimbabwe. Namhlanje kuhlelo we're talking about ama protests that are being planned by ibandla le MDC, the opposition in Zimbabwe. However, Zimbabwe Moshe, before we delve deep into tonight's topic, let's backtrack jiggy back to 2018. On the 16th of August, it's not going to be the first time that abantu ba Zimbabwe, Zalane ze Zimbabwe, go to the streets of Zimbabwe in protest of the economic situation in the country. Last year, Zimbabwe Moshe, on the 30th of November 2018, the MDC organized another protest lapho abantu babe tshengisela bekhonona isimo somnotho esiloku siqhubekela phambili sigukuteka. Last year musi wa 30 November takaona obathole MDC nabo futhi vachi organize imwe protest vanhu vakabuda nehuwandu wavo vachiratidzira vachiti atikufara nemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Which, according to ZANU-PF officials, but I, last year, Mshaka 30, that protest was a flop. Let's take a look.
Members of the opposition took to the streets of Harare demanding the government address the shortages, inflation, and a lack of currency that are making it hard for average Zimbabweans to survive. Ahead of the protests, President Emmerson Mnangagwa warned the opposition not to abuse their right to demonstrate by engaging in violent or unruly acts. A junior minister said afterward the march was pointless.
Yes, it was a worthless effort and it was a big flop because people are seeing the unworthiness of just gathering in the streets and advocating for things that the government is already doing. So we are saying to the opposition partners, or those people in the opposition, to say they must join government in development projects, in ensuring that the country moves forward. Everyone is free to demonstrate, but don't just demonstrate unnecessarily.
But the opposition has vowed to keep mounting pressure on the government until the country's economic woes are addressed.
We are now surviving on God's grace. God is not taking care of us. He's actually causing deaths among us. It is now disease after disease. If you go to the hospital, they ask for US dollars. Where do we get them?
Zimbabwe has grappled with currency shortages for years since abandoning its own dollar in 2008 amid record-setting inflation. The opposition movement for democratic change has not accepted President Emmerson Mnangagwa's election victory in the July general elections. On Thursday, the MDC said Mnangagwa has no clue how to solve the current economic crisis and said that the measures being introduced are not helping.
We are not going to stop protests until that new 2% tax on mobile transactions is scrapped. It's thievery, it must go. You, the government, ask citizens to pay duty in foreign currency, yet they are paid in local currency. All civil servants and everyone must be paid in US dollars.
It's a battle that is likely to go for a while as the government introduces more so-called austerity for prosperity measures that it believes are going to be painful but eventually beneficial for the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Right, Zimbabwe Omuhle, that was uColumbus Mavhunga. He was reporting last year. Echasisa ngobunenge esithi hayi ibandla le MDC bathole MDC vakabuda nehwandu hwawo vakanoratidzira makaonawo apo umwo wezanu PF when you are still a junior minister vachita aha aiwa makatambisa yenyunguva. But Zimbabwe Omuhle, that position was reiterated again. Fast forward 1 year later, at the Heroes celebrations izolo, sibone u Deputy Minister of Defence, Honorable Victor Matemadanda, repeating a position in government. Let's take a look.
It's a very unfortunate situation, but orchestrated by the perpetrators of violence, who have wanted to have such a situation so that Zimbabwe is portrayed as a country that does not respect human life. There are many things that happened on the subject.
Do they respect human life?
Sorry?
I said that Zimbabwe respects human life.
Yes, it does. It does. This is why we fought for oppression. This is why we fought alarming. But unfortunately, there are some people who think that democracy means altruism, where they can do what they want, which unfortunately is not the case. They have to respect other and the rights of other people. And once they do not do that, then they are violating the constitution, and anything can happen from that. But it's unfortunate that the occurrence of one occurrence happened. But no one had won it. But you see, we had gone through the election without an instant of violence. But people had just wanted to have it so that they can have this country blame.
Well, nangu Honorable Victor Matemadanda is repeating a position ye hulumende anza aiwa isu atupumirane ma protest arigurongwa ne bato rinopikisa bato re MDC. Hi, +12024650318 is the number to text if you're looking to join us. Lingang shayela, ling tumeze lumla ezelo gu WhatsApp, gu nombolo eziti +12024650318. Muri ya Zimbabwe, mwa kwa sound phone dara shwekari kama mshina upina mchirongwa, panama zinoti +12026192077. Chirongwa D connection, mwine ni Michael Hove. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, let's head over to my first panelist joining me live via telephone from Zimbabwe, Ngumnumzana Utenerai Obey Stole. He is the MDC youth chairperson. He is the person who was on the forefront. Mshaka 15, lapo umongameli, umangumali owebandla eliphikisayo ibandla ele MDC, Van Nelson Chamisa wakati aiwa, patijari za pitu, aiwa tubuda no wandu elu, saka batirai wangaripo, na o the chairman we bato re MDC, in the youth league vachiti isewe chidiki we agree saka tatisingatua pinze mchirongwa tinzwe jizere va Stole ndino mkamchira mchirongwa welcome mune chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki
aywa ndino kutinda ya mkoma Mike ndino kutinda ya kutindizi panu mzwara nasi
ndimi kamkoma
for having me.
Ndimi kamkoma you're on the front line hanzi advocate Nelson Chamisa vaka zoritza pito yeya vakati aywa mswa 16 ngatisanga neiku Harare uko tibudene uwanduedu tinoratizira. Could you tell us a little more what exactly is pushing you guys as the young people, as the youth of Zimbabwe, to want to partake in this event and want to take to the streets of Harare in protest?
Oh, okay, thank you so much my brother Mike. There are several reasons which have motivated us to stand up as the young people and say, yes, let's take it to the streets. We realize that this economic situation is deteriorating each day. And this has been exacerbated mainly because of the joblessness nature of the current Zimbabwe that we are living in. High unemployment levels are slipping us each and every day. Mm-hmm. So if you look at that scenario, you realize that young people become the victims.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you realize that corruption has become something, a cancer of our society.
Mm-hmm.
That is led to underdevelopment at a time when we believe that the nation must be developing. if you also look into the issues of violations of fundamental human rights, this is a continued trend, and this is happening at the end of the current government led by one Emmerson Mnangagwa. If you also look at the health sector, it's in tatters, it's in bad shape. If you also look into the education sector, it's also in bad shape. Especially for the education, both the education sector and the healthcare, you realize that the challenges are mainly to do with the exorbitance of the fees charged there. And beyond the fees being exorbitant, you also realize that the quality is poor. We don't have adequate medicine in our hospitals. We don't have adequate material in our schools, be it tertiary, primary, or secondary. So if you look at all these issues, you realize that the nation of Zimbabwe, the country called Zimbabwe, is going through a series of crises. And these need to be addressed now, not later. Because the moment you allow these crises to be pursued without finding a lasting solution, it means that every one of us will suffer, and the suffering will lead to the demise of what we call a country. So I've just decided as the young people to say, let's stand up and also allow our voices to be heard, allow our voices to be counted. Because the failure to protect, we are living in the present, yes, but also have a mandate or an obligation to protect the future. Because we are living today, we also live for tomorrow. So we are here to safeguard the future. Because our future, if you allow this status quo to prevail any longer, you realize that our future is being robbed. So the young people, we are standing up at this particular moment to say enough to the suffering. The Zimbabwean nation has suffered for long, and it's high time we get solutions. And the solutions which we are trying to pursue are also going to be cognizant of the fact that the supreme law of the land, which is the constitution, allows us to demonstrate in petition. If you look into the constitution, section 59, it is everyone's right to demonstrate in petition. We are simply converting what is written into practice. And this is a demonstration to ensure that there's restoration of dignity into one's life. There's also restoration to the right to life. If you focus into the same constitution, section 48, speaks to the right to life. But if you look into the current trends, whatever that is happening in Zimbabwe is contrary to the right to life. As I highlighted earlier on the issue to do with healthcare, when the healthcare is poor, then the right to life is challenged. Right now, we are going for days without electricity in our homes. If you don't have power, if you don't have energy, the right to life is equally challenged. So all these things that are confronting us are technically pointing or rather challenging the existence of the right to life.
Mkoma Obey, regarding Kuvunze, you've mentioned a couple of points here: joblessness, corruption, violation of human rights, the health sector. Now, to tangrapanyayo corruption, do you not feel like government is trying their best to address it? When I Honorable Priska Mfumira is also going through the hot soup right now. The Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission has been set up. Vasunga Honorable, and she's going through the most. Do you not feel like the government is trying to deal with that issue?
You know what? Trying is not enough. And we've been on record indicating this. You see, if the fight against corruption is sincere from the angle of ZANU-PF, then the first target should be the man himself. We have cases of corruption that implicate Emmerson Mnangagwa. So if the fight against corruption is sincere, then why would you then exclude names like Emmerson Mnangagwa? Why would you not include names like Obed Mpofu? Why would you not include names like Kembo Moadi? You see, so I mean, ZANU-PF has institutionalized corruption for a long time. It becomes surprising when the very same people who perpetuated corruption for years now stand up to say this person is more corrupt than the other.
As we think about the ZANU-PF now, did they not also have an entire press conference? Paanga chidoma mazita chini, Ningi is corrupt, Ningi is corrupt, Ningi is corrupt, Ningi is corrupt.
Actually, you know, that press conference, you would then realize that it was meant to hoodwink the ordinary Zimbabwean. Because even the very same people who are doing those press conferences, they have skeletons in their cupboards. So what I'm simply saying is that the institution called ZANU-PF is comprised of people who happen to be archbishops of corruption. So going forward, what you're simply saying is that a fight against corruption cannot be done in a sincere manner for as long as it's coming from ZANU-PF. It is a case of expecting mosquito to cure malaria when you talk about corruption being fought from ZANU-PF. I mean, the whole institution is corrupt. All individuals in ZANU-PF are corrupt. I actually believe that for one to qualify to be a member of ZANU-PF must be corrupt enough. I believe it is one of the yardsticks to be a member of ZANU-PF. So saying, to believe that ZANU-PF is being sincere, I mean, it's a lie. Because they are just targeting few individuals, leaving the broader aspects of the broader individuals who are entrenched within the corrupt tendencies and activities.
Mm-hmm.
I've given you one good example. Obed Mpofu, very corrupt, and it's on record. But why is it he's still walking scot-free? A few weeks ago, he was actually the frontman for ZANU-PF in campaigning in Lupane East. That simply means they are not sincere, because the real people who are corrupt are out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say Mpofu is not corrupt. Yes, she is. But I mean, there are more people in ZANU-PF who are also corrupt.
All right.
As long as those people are yet to be targeted, we'll be clear on the position that this is not a sincere fight. I actually believe it's a purpose of paging individuals within ZANU-PF for their own political disagreements. This has nothing to do with the national interest.
All right. What's the story? I'm going to go to the story of the story.
Sure.
All right. Zimbabwe Moshe. Tererai Obey Sithole, he's the MDC youth chairperson. Now, for the record, we're trying to get a hold of Umnumzana Umabuto Moyo, who is lying on Sakulayo, or Evangelist and ZANU-PF, who is lying again, who is lying. Kuitaut teams worked iwo vechi dikiwe bato re ZANU-PF varikuti asingatange itataura mutereri, and then we're going to try to get Umabuto kuhlelo. Kola kola mutereri, arikutanga kupinda muchirongwa, ndiani ari parinari.
Hello, magadini.
Mushe, mushe, zviri kufamba.
Yeah, man, and our good greetings to all Zimbabweans wherever they are. And the Angu Mutanga no Batora no Retima, my Chagatarina and demonstration protest the health which was beginning on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Jodaku Pomerana, Neva Nodaku, it's a demonstration. She can write your moon, where it's a demonstration. Kana zvichiitwa nenzira inerunyararo.
Mm-hmm.
Zvakaipisisa chose kuita protest inozopedzisira ichiva nomusindo, nokuti zvinokanganisa avo vamwe vasingadi kupinda mazviri zvopedzisira zvava nomusindo kusina kumira zvakanaka.
Mm-hmm.
Asi regedzai nditi zvezvakare, ngatiedze kutarisa tichiti protest iri kurongwa neMTC haina kunyanya kuipa hayo, asi ina handiitori nenzira yavari kutaura nayo.
Ndinda
ndiri kuitora iri protest ine frustration of the outcome of elections dzakaitwa pama election akadarika. And ndanga ndichifunga kuti vachamisa as a leader ari capacitated. He is going to take a decision, a decisive decision. Now that he has approached quite a number of leaders, and I think this morning I heard in the news, he approached my leaders. I think Umewacho, Namibia. I can't remember the other one. He should have concentrated on that one, push them to become on the involvement of those people who are going to negotiate on the table to assist, if that was the idea that he thought.
Mm-hmm.
But with this other dimension which they are taking now, I'm not too sure whether the protest is going to be a peaceful one. If it is not, it's a pity that the next day that we are going to discuss this, it is going to be extremely a little bit harsher than whatever anybody is thinking of. All I'm trying to say is, Takatasana never have a big up. It's the Eduard Mirakuru. Takapinda Mohondo, Nikaita Sununguka, Sunusataita Resira, at least to show them what was bad enough, but we still have got a hope. Corruption is what we say. Corruption is a crisis of schools or what and the Pumutra Manga, Banga Bumka Mangwana, Wakato Ijima Ikato Pera. But with the approach that the government is taking now, I'm sure it is a signal out there that corruption is no longer a game of the day. Kana nyika yakanga yapiwa mukana. Zvisinei nokuti MDC inochema ichiti maelection akapiwa akabirirwa zvemhando dzepamusoro-soro. Kana nyika yakanga yawana confidence kubva kuopposition nevagari vari munyika kuti okay ndo zvaitika izvo zvaitika. Let's just say kuti kuchema kwavo ndo zvakwayo here. Ndo zvaitika ndo zvaitika. Vatichivata nyika yedu tione famba nyika yedu. By now, we could have been at a quarter stage. But we cannot move, more especially the eyes of the international are watching, having the confidence in MDC. The so-called regime change is not going to come today, tomorrow. But the values of the Zimbabwean people, it has to be observed. And I wanted to say, finally, when you are going for this protest, can you try to do it in peaceful, much in peaceful, don't ever try to do unnecessary. The country is completely in horrible situation. That affects both MDC and ZANU-PF members. But let us have a hope of our country.
I want Vamananda, Vamananda, Sagarwa Baba, pane vamwe vakuterera kuda kupinda muchirongwa ndiri mukoma.
Thank you very much. Ndinotenda hangu nekundipo pamandita.
Ndizvo izvozvo. Right, zvulukanda pane muzvile umnumzana uManhanda. Let me quickly go back to Ope. Sizi kuti yena uOpey utini. Ope uchiripo pari nare here mukoma? Vastole.
Ndiripo mukoma.
Right, manzwa muteerera apinda, he raised a lot of issues. And the first one I really want us to address is let's go to the safety issues. Protests in Zimbabwe thus far have been something that seems to be very harmful for Anwechidiki, especially the youth of the country. We've seen property destroyed, we've seen young people injured, we've seen young people lose lives. What safety precautions have you guys put in place to ensure kuti pamunobuda nehwandu wenyu musi wa 16 murinoratidzira and it's a peaceful protest?
Okay, there are two things that I want to highlight here. First is that people must not assume that MDC is not a party of Zimbabweans. The fact that MDC is a party for Zimbabweans by Zimbabweans means a lot with regard to our operational framework. Because we are Zimbabweans, Zimbabwe is the only place, here in Europe, only place we call home. So it can never be part of our agenda to be violent in a way that then destroys the same country which we want to lead. So for that particular reason, people should understand that as a party, we are a peace-abiding movement. We are a peace-abiding political party. This brings me to the second issue, that going forward on the 16th of August, our process is going to be entrenched deeply in a peaceful manner. For that particular reason, we have already activated several peace marshals. We are going to take care of the people who are going to march. And at the same time, we are all going also to be on the look on people who might be planted amongst the peaceful citizens of Zimbabwe just to cause commotion and chaos. We are going to guard jealously against that. We are also going to be having several cameras that are there to capture any incident of commotion and any attempt to cause violence. Because violence has no room in our party processes. Violence has no room in the Zimbabwean life. This is why we are also standing up against the challenge that we are facing today. Because if you look into the challenge that we are facing as Zimbabweans, they are also part of violence, which we are saying we don't deserve violence as a nation. People tend to focus on violence in its own physical manner, forgetting that you also have structural violence. Earlier on, I talked about the failure of people to access education. That alone is violence, but structural violence. If also then people fail to get health care when they're supposed to, that alone is also violence, yet it's structural. So we're actually faced with a scenario where we have a government that lives in violence, that perpetuates violence. So we are standing up as an alternative to say this is not what the Zimbabwean community deserves. Zimbabweans deserve peace. Zimbabweans deserve peace unconditionally. This is why we are here, to offer, or rather proffer, a new Zimbabwe where peace is never challenged, where peace is never questioned. So yes, peace is what you value. Peace is what is going to be guiding us as we march from point A to point B, as we march to raise our displeasure against the failures of the ED-led government.
All right, Mabuto. I see things to Mabuto. I want to rukunza zvakanaka vasitole. Now, let's move forward and go back to the youth issue. You've talked about employment. You've talked about several different issues. This is not the first time that you guys have protested in protest of the economical situation. That is the biggest thing that's causing the joblessness. Now, after Friday, what exactly is your plan? One. And secondly, is Harare the only place that you guys are planning protests?
Okay, that's fine. Harare is not the only place which we are planning to have a protest, because people in Zimbabwe are suffering across the whole nation. The challenges that I've highlighted, among others that I did not highlight, everyone is being confronted with these challenges, whether in Harare or any other place that you might think of. So Harare is only going to be the starting point of a series of action. Harare is the first, but more are going to follow. And these protests are not going to end with Harare alone. We are going to have a proper plan, a strategic plan, where we are going to demonstrate from this end to the other end. Because every Zimbabwean is suffering, and every Zimbabwean is craving for change. Therefore, we need to award a chance to every Zimbabwean to exercise his or her fundamental human right within his or her vicinity. So Harare is only the groundbreaking ceremony, which is going to be led by, to be followed by other actions that are going to be taking place in various areas. And those dates are going to be communicated to the public so that they also know that action is going to take place in their areas. For now, Harare is the starting point, 16 August, which is this coming Friday. But after the event, after the Harare protest, we are going to be visiting other areas as well, where action is going to be ignited. Our cause is a genuine cause. It's a just cause. It's a constitutional cause. We are simply taking what rightfully belongs to us constitutionally, putting it into practice to ensure that the current people occupying the corridors of power realize that the people of Zimbabwe are not happy with the way that they are, with the way that they are doing their things with regard to the governance of this country.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Zimbabwe is the first. Harare is the first, but going forward, it's going to be everywhere, spread all over Zimbabwe.
But now that you've mentioned that, I've seen flyers on social media. So is it just social media that are saying that Musua 19, you guys are going to be in Bulawayo?
It's indeed true.
Okay.
It's indeed true. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Limzile, mtsakazo muhle kutwa mhlaka 19. Hey, gontuthu ziyathunqa. Hayi, kutwa ziyawa. Kutwa phumani ngobunenge benu liyotshengisela. Kodwa Zimbabwe muhle, we're still trying to get a hold of Mabuto Moyo oZANU PF so that lai angene kuhlelo azikhulumele ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo abebandlele ZANU PF ndiyapi maundo abo. Kodwa asambene emakhasini ethu sibone ukuthi abantu bathini before we go to our next guest. Nangu Khethiwe Ncube uthi amashona omsakazi, hayi sisikhethiwe unjani, uClemence laye unjani, but Clemence uThawube uthi hayi unginika amehlo waze wabamba ifoni, unjani Tawu. Nangu Mbaruku Isaac uthi amashona unjani buti, uDiscipline Gilson Madanire uthi ZANU PF zvese neMDC ndo vari kuita kuti kutambure avo because vari kudaidzira zvirango, ZANU PF nedivi hanzi uori, saka vese ngavanyarare. Hai, kutwa ZANU PF njalo EMTC, kutwa hai, they are both causing issues, so kutwa nonke bobabili, tulani. Skumbuzo upindo wati like uti, why are Harare people so angry and bitter? Skumbuzo. Upindo wati, na ngumbuzo uti, what solutions do you have in place besides making noise on the streets of Harare? Sizaz, we'll go to umnumzana opei soon. Sizutin. Ukurana uti umananda, you're an SA, those are South Africans, they fought hard for their country. Go back to Sim and fix your country. Utekane uti, mananda, you must know uti, hai, izanu PF ibulala bantu. Asaz uti, loku ulikini, so na, nkangluti, ongsakulai oivan lele zanu PF uzangena kuhlelo. As kulumele uti, is it zanu PF? Mhulumende, what exactly is going on? Asi papeji redure VOA shona kuruku fire vanu varuku fara vanu varuku sama like nema heart. Lydia aruku to obey vaisa vanu ashtamba tu anu tuwete tu wakazi tuwete tu wakazi kama dress madri ari red. Uprosi uti manande you are coward and you support corruption. Put I ati we don't atikuru zire maondro agadaru. Eva mananda wapindo omchurongwa kana mune nga nao. Mwanyura papeji rao. Ulidia upindo wati Zanu PF said they have degrees of violence. Wafagu mlomo watu wafalu mlomo. Uguti kulikini sona asazi. Skangiluguti u babu utovoyo. U come into the program as kulumele. Utaurai uti ramba waka janya tirai obeys tole. We are behind all the way until freedom comes. Uata Jimson uti comments can tell people need these demonstrations. Hi, asazi. Go to Zimbabwe, Mushe. Let's move forward. Lo shelo lukone kutwini. Chirongwa the connection mwine ni Mike Ove. Nasi mchirongwa chukutawara nenyaya yezu ma protests that are being planned by the MDC. Gushelo owa manje. Silomnumzana Tererai Obeisole, who is the MDC youth chairman. Go to also a second guest joining me. Lamshanje gushelo is Kelvin Manduna. Kelvin is an independent commentator. Indaba ezombusazi. He knows it very well. We've had him on the program before, and he was in studio. Goto namhlanje he couldn't join us in studio. Goto sithi simxhume singenise kuhlelo sizuthi what do independent minds have to say about the topic. Kelvin Manduna, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo buti. Kelvin, ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona mic, uyangizwa?
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa kahle butaz, unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, unjani baba?
Hayi, mina ngiphilile, ngiphilile. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our program namhlanje buti.
Thank you, thank you.
Right, so Kelvin, utabule kone kutwini, abasakulayo uyamuzwa uopei terrorize tole. Uta hai, ngolosisanu siyapuma ngobune ngibetu, njenge bandle ele MTC, and we're pulling the Zimbabwe with us, siyo chengi sela ngobune ngibetu, so that we show the world uta hai, tina we're not happy nezurugitika mZimbabwe. As an independent thinker, how do you take something like that? Is it worth it? This is not the first protest that's happening. Is it really worth it?
I think it's worth it. If you go by what was happening in social media and other places of commentary, people have been agitating to say to the MDC, can you do something or be seen to be doing something? The only avenue where they really have to protest things is in parliament. And we have seen MPs like Mliswa and so on making a lot of noise. But they are quite impotent in terms of getting results out of that parliament. So outside of there, they have no other avenue to express this discontent. So I think it's a good idea. Let them go for it. The only issue then is that these protests can take a life of their own. And we know there are always rumors of the ruling party infiltrating such things and hooligans from the ruling party then perpetrating violence, pretending to be MDC supporters and so on. So they always have to be careful of that. We have seen in other countries where protests have taken a life of their own, like in Sudan, and it has ended up toppling the government. So I'm sure the government on its side will be very wary, very cautious of how events unfold. But it's our constitutional right to protest, so I think it's a good idea for them to do so.
Mm-hmm. Now, uhulumende yena is saying ukuthi hayi babona ngani this is not the right move for them to do. Do you not think it's necessary ukuthi instead of niphume ngobunengi benu and leading to a possibility of people losing their lives, property being damaged and more, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lo chamisa bona they sit down bobabili and they figure out a way forward? Should that not be an option?
Well, I think you can walk and chew gum, as they say. They can do their protests, and out of that, they can always sit down. I'm not sure what this sitting down will achieve. I always hear about they must sit down, but never the framework of what must be achieved in this sitting down. For now, I think it's important people express their frustration. The government must see that people are really suffering, and they must vent this this frustration in a peaceful way, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, as we move forward, once again, on the issue of safety, you're hearing they're looking towards putting safety precautions. Now, if there really is someone who nyempela uthi hayi namhlanje we want to cause violence, is that not something that you know, the ordinary youth, because at the end of the day it's abantu abasakhulayo who are at the front line of this, should be scared of?
I think, look, in a normal situation, people protest and the authorities take whatever precaution. We assume these people have training in these things on how to manage crowds, how to de-escalate situations. We see the world over violent protests which are taking place and no one is killed. Police are trained in how to de-escalate. And this is what we want to see in Zimbabwe. The right to protest and to assemble is in the constitution. And we want to develop a culture where people can protest freely. And it's orderly, and you know that you go home at the end of the day. Who kills people but is the security forces at the end of the day? So they are the ones who the question should go to, that they must apply themselves properly and lawfully so that no one is killed on the day. If there is violence, they must be on hand to deal with it in a lawful manner so that everybody goes home at the end of the day safely.
Mm. Ngiyakuzwa Kelvin, wathi ngibambe umnomo kancane. Let me go back to uTerry size ukuthi yena uthini ngombono wakho. Mkoma Terry, muripo pari nare?
Ngiripo Mkoma Mike.
Right, man, zwazwa zwitaurwa na Kelvin and this. Right, ngatitangire ipanyaya yevechidiki. You've touched on several different issues as to what they stand to gain from this. But you'll find that there's a lot of young people who, as mentioned by some of the listeners in our comments, are frustrated. They are tired. They don't know what it is. And vangovana ngobuda vachinoratidzira asi havasikuziva kuti vari chichavari kunoratidzira. As young people, how are you guiding the youth so that they understand, first of all, that there's a possibility that anything could happen? Even though you guys put the safety precautions in line, anything could happen. How are you going about making them understand that you're doing this, but anything can happen?
Oh, okay. As a build up to this 16th of August protest, we've been reaching out to all our party structures in various districts here in Harare. We have been sharing with them the idea. Basically, we've been conscientizing every other person who would attend that meeting to say these are the issues that are making us get into the streets. But beyond just getting in the streets, we are reminding each other that we have a responsibility to take care of the next person. Because the fight that you are pursuing is a fight to lead. And to lead in a proper way. So what it means is that it includes the survival of people. No one would want to lead a Zimbabwe without the people to lead. So it is our responsibility as the young people to say, as we pursue the goodness of this country, also need to safeguard the next person. So these are the efforts that we've been taking right now. Today you actually had those particular meetings in various constituencies. I was part of four of them just for today. Mm-hmm. We've been talking to the people to say, as we go to this march, we are cognizant of the fact that everyone is angry, everyone is frustrated. But let's not be tempted in any way to be involved in any violent manner. Mm-hmm. We should maintain peace, because peace is the best way to confront issues when dealing with a violent government like the one which we have here in Zimbabwe. So yes, in terms of conscientization, we have been doing a lot of meetings with our people, and we are still doing more up until the day where we are going to take to the streets. Because it is important to have people who understand and appreciate what we are doing, why we are doing it, and how we are going to do it. Mm-hmm. So like in this case, We highlighted the national grievances, which I've highlighted earlier, on corruption, lack of energy, lack of jobs, poor education, to mention just but a few. How are we going to do it? Peacefully marching in the city of Harare from Africa Unity Square. We go through Jefferson Moyo back with Samora Machel and back again in Africa Unity Square. So we have responded to the why, and we have responded to the how, and also when. I think the date is clear. So these are the three fundamental questions that we have been answering when we are meeting people in various constituencies here in Harare. The why is about the 10 grievances that we have. Several grievances that we have. People have suffered enough, and they believe that you cannot continue to suffer again. But the question is, what shall we do? Let's stand up, utilize our constitutional rights to get into the streets, register our displeasure against a failing and a failed government led by one Emmerson Mnangagwa.
All right, Vasthole, the guy in Dubate, Pam Romon, Tangi, that's what I'm telling you. And look on upon my comments that are, and questions that are targeted towards you. So let me quickly take a caller, and then I'll come back to you with these questions, okay?
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, Gushe Logwa Manje, Silo Mnumzana U Kelvin Manduna. Kelvin is an independent thinker, he's a political analyst, Mundong Sakulayo, and Jalo Silo Mnumzana Obey Terai Obey Stole Yena. He's the youth chairman of MDC Youth League. Siyazama, ukudinga abantu abasakhulayo abebandleleza no-PF okwamanje kukhanya ngani ifoni ekamabutho moya iyahlupha, but we're trying by all means to make sure ukuthi uyangena kuhlelo. If not, hayi, we'll make sure ukuthi ibandleleza no-PF lalo lizathola ithuba lokuthi bazikhulumele ukuthi babona njani udaba lukhona ekudweni namhlanje. Asi ndukuzwana ndine mthereri aripo parinare, khola mthereri, phinda emchirongwa thinzi.
Hello, big bike wall.
Yebo, zuri kufambe.
Ayo ha kutatarika msango Botswana.
Eh, tumelang papa, okay?
Eh, litera.
Hai naketeng papa Thomas. Ukenile mapina mchirongwa kikupa.
Kikupa murena.
Eh,
big Mike.
Ware.
Ni kuna WhatsApp inzara, vana vadzwa nenzara ndokuzvamo chiona vana vadiki vatlandira vamboenda kana kubasa kana chi. Vanenge vachinonzi zvichaita. Zvichazoita rini nokuti takatarisa 1980 Zambia zvipinda pachiga yakatitonga kwamakoresa ana munangu vanga varimo muZambia imomo vakazopfeka mweya wechigandango vakazoona kuti hazviite ndobva vabvisa vamugabe pachigafu. Zvakafanana nhasi unokuti vana vatiki vapinda vapepa nemweya wechigandanga kuti izvi hazviite izvi. Dai mana makamaushira masoja anga achitsanangura nhasi uno achitaura kuti aiwa ipisi mati dzatitambira hadziite ende nyaya yetobras kunga kuri kupolisi kunga kuri kumasoja ndovari kurarama nezanupf ndovari kurarama vese vari kuyera mashure masoja vese nevanadiki vavapurisa maconceptual andelai havana chavari kuwana ezinezvi mukati mehana dzavo akungoti ako tingadii nokuti tiri kutungamirirwa nevari kutaura kuti hatiite zvaka. The demonstration in MDC is a proper demonstration. Demonstration. You can't do it. Saka zvirikurwadza vana veZimbabwe kuti munenge muchipfekedzwa chokunzi zvichaita hapana zvinomboita utungamiriro zvanupf tagara tinouziva ende ndewechigandanga wekuti matobras acho ndovanenge vachituma vana vadi kuti rovai navatanga vachizviprotekta umbava umwe vanenge vakaita
zvino ndate utlo. What I'm trying hongu matara zvese izvi asi nemaondero enyu kuratidzira kuchabatsira sei?
Kuratidzira kunobatsira just because nyika yese katanga kunyinyika kuri kurongoshitwana vana veZimbabwe kunobatsira kunyinyika ikoko ndokwakafanana nevanhu vakanyunyika pavakabvisa vamugave pachigaro asi kuti ndavabvise Munangagwa asi iye anofanira kuchinja maitiro Munangagwa.
Saka nemaondero enyu hazvisi zvekuti tiri kubvisa vamunangagwa asi muda kuti vachinje maitiro.
Ndavachinje maitiro vamunangagwa wani vavanekedze kodzero dzevanhu ndokekutanga
Aiwa, takunzwa zvikuru mukoma, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa handiti.
Zvakanaka, Big Mike.
Right, zvulukanda pale yamuzwa nangu munomzana ukwele Botswana. Hai, uyakhuluma umbono wakhe. Asi ndikunzwa ndine umwe mutereri ngiyezwa kuti ngilomunye umlaleli khona ecincweni. Khola khola mutereri, usungenele kuhlelo, ngibani khona ecincweni.
Umfundisi Mhlanga, emaphiko esigabeni seMarinoha.
Baba Mhlanga, unjani?
Ngikona kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi sikhona. Nanti dabule khona egudwini abasakhulayo usilo mnumzana uObey Story ecincweni. Ongisakhulayo ebandlele MDC bathi hayi ngolesihlanu bakhangela ukuphuma ngoba unengi babo betshengisele eHarare. Kuthiwa mhla ka 19 njalo ngobulawayo. Hayi bayaphuma ngoba unengi babo. Ngicela ukuza umbono wakho.
Balungile impela mfowethu bazema demonstrate.
Ngani usisho kanjalo?
Kuyindlela yokuthengisela ubuhlungu obusezinhliziyweni zabantu ngoba lelizwe mfowethu ngathi liqalekisiwe ngendlela engibona ngakhona kubuswa ngabantu abangenajelo. These guys have no sympathy kubantu baseZimbabwe.
Kodwa awungitsheleke baba, this is not the first time that abantu especially abe MDC have taken to the streets betshengisela. How is this supposed to be any different?
Bazobona mfowethu umntwana akazalwa ehamba unezigaba ukuze akhule ahambe. Ukuthengisela kufanele kuthengiselwe ngoba amazwe wonke siyabona bethengisela izinto ezizigcine zilungile.
Hayi, okay, phosela amazwi akho okugcina baba.
Mfowethu sithwele nzima kulelizwe. Ayikho into ekhona. Abantu abazi babambephi bayekephi. Ngize ngifise ukuthi ngani uNkulunkulu mhlawumbe ngase ngilungisele ukuqedile lolu hlupho lwaseZimbabwe. Ya. Ubuhlungu futhi okwenza i-corruption le ikhona ngisho kwasemakhaya. Ukholwa umumvu kwabantu bayabandlululwa kunikana ngama-political parties asazi ukuthi okuyikho yikuphi.
Hayi siyakuzwa baba, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. It's just ukuthi isikhathi yiso esesiyo ngamboya
nge. Ngicela ukuba abathuma nami eSouth Africa abuye eZimbabwe azokuzwa uhlungu lawa engabe ekhuluma eSouth Africa abuye azobona abantu bayabahlupheka kanjani kuye kulelizwe. Angazobe edwe edayeni ngaseSouth Africa. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi siyabonga baba ngokungena kuhlelo. Tanki ngangithi.
Okay.
Right. Murukunzwa mutereri ariko hanzi zvina kumira zvakanaka munyika saka nemaondo avo hanzi aiwa MDC endrai mberi nechirongwa. But let's go back to our base toilet. So kusele 7 minutes kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Unfortunately sizamile ngempela ukudinga abantu abasakhulayo bebandla lesani PF. Umnumzana umbaba uThomoya was supposed to join us namhlanje kodwa khanya ngani i-network was problematic and uzamile ngempela laye ukusixhuma sithi hayi ngikhona I'm ready laye simzamile kodwa hayi i-network imichina yangalezi insuku. So sizazama ukumthola ukuthi silinikeze umbono owebandla lesani PF ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo ukuthi bona bathini ngodabule khona egodweni namhlanje. But let's go back to Obey njengoba sesigcibe uhlelo. Obey uChiripo Pachirongo here mkomo.
Ndiripo mkoma Mike.
Right, vatereri varikupinda hanzi hayi wabhora mberi aomana endirai mberi nechirongwa. Mazenyu ekupedzisira mkoma tasarwa ne 6 minutes tipewo maonere.
Alright, mashoko angu andingada kunditaure ndichipedzisa ndekuti isu semhuri yeZimbabwe pane chinhu one kana kuti chimwe chete which we must not then forget that in 2018 the people of Zimbabwe went to an election. This election, people voted for their preferred candidate, but the outcome did not reflect what the people had voted for, and that is a fact. This is the reason why the outcome was contested throughout up to the Constitutional Court. Under normal circumstances, an election must only be contested up until the voting day, not also to contest the results. That is a direct indication to a captured system that you compromised a judicial system as well as a compromised electoral board. And I mean, whatever that happened in 2018 is what has led to the current crisis that we have. The economic situation that is deteriorating with each day that we are talking of today is only but a product or rather a reflection of the illegitimate crisis that we have. So it's a legitimate crisis here in Zimbabwe, which also needs to be addressed so that all other challenges can be addressed. But going forward, I just want to encourage every Zimbabwean who's listening right now to be involved in shaping the future of the country. As I have alluded earlier on, Zimbabwe is the only country which you go home. It is upon ourselves to shape it in a manner that we believe is safer for the generations to follow.
Hands in Askumbuzo Mlalazi.
It's the starting point. Let's unite. Let's stand up. It is our constitutional right. Don't be afraid of anyone. Don't be threatened. Don't be intimidated. Let's march in peace up until freedom comes.
Vasole, Tichipeta Chirongwa, Hands in Askumbuzo Mlalazi. What solutions do you have in place besides making noise on the streets of Harare? Vasole.
Pardon?
Hanzi, Nam Skumbuzo Mlalazi. And if you could answer this in a minute or so, Hanzi, what solutions do you have in place besides taking to the streets of Harare in protest?
If I want to correct his understanding, protesting is not necessarily making noise.
Mm.
We even told him that we'll be making noise. Mm. We'll be marching in peace.
But aside from protests, Hanzi, what solutions do you have? Something tangible for Zimbabweans?
I mean, with so many solutions as a party. As alluded, you know, with a plan to address the economy, with a plan to create jobs. But these things cannot be done in an exclusionary manner. I think we've indicated this in our smart document. With a proper plan to grow the economy by creating jobs for everyone. Not a promise that is non-existent. We know the challenge that has led to joblessness. It has been a failure to respect the operational framework of our industries, of our companies. So as a party, one solution is just to bring back the respect and the value addition in our operations so that we can attract industries back again in the country. Companies can perform above board so that employment is recreated, everyone gets a job. And also as a plan also to address the salaries of our civil service. We have great respect of our civil services. And going forward, we need to ensure that we raise capital that then supports our civil service.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the plan that we have is very broad. But it cannot be exhausted at this particular moment. It's unfortunate that you've only given me 1 minute.
That is very true.
For me to expand with regards to the plan.
No, definitely, Vasole. Chagutra guy, after Sunday, things will be Iowa. Chirongwa chakafamba say, tuona utichi, what is the next move forward? Asi, tinotenda shukuru sana kupinda mchirongwa nguwa ndiwe ajikana ana. Tinotenda shukuru mkomo.
Tinotenda, Josh.
Right, hoting ihambe ku Kelvin. Kelvin, in 30 seconds, mkwe lukutibushe lo mnumzana.
Thank you. Things are very tough in Zimbabwe right now. I think even those of us who thought we could give ED time and others like Eddie Cross, you see, we have now abandoned the regime one after the other. I hope that the march goes ahead peacefully. I wish all Zimbabweans to march and express themselves, and hopefully the regime will listen to the concerns of the people. It appears very clearly they are out of ideas. And if they are out of ideas, they better reach out to other Zimbabweans.
It's Kati Kelvin.
Who can assist them?
I say, I'm going to 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 say,
Zimbabwe mose mapinda mchirongwa no wandu wenyu ndinotenda zvikuru tanki tanki siyabonga Oliver Lisayo ngenjabulo ikamalami ngumaikove muri Zimbabwe bye bye.